Watching today with Marilyn and Sarah. Thank you for giving us time. Time is such a gift. You can make money, but you can't make time. So thank you for your time and partners. Oh my goodness. Thank you for helping us to cover the earth with the word and connect everyone to the heart of God. You are an essential ingredient for helping us do what God has put in this ministry in our hearts and do it so very well. Mom, who's our guest today?
Well, our guest is Kelly Bellari. And she is very wonderful. I mean, today you will be excited by this because I like the way she presents the truth and how it applies to you. So, you know, sometimes you can just fit into something and fit so well and do so well. And that's what I believe is going to happen to you when you fit into it.
That's really good. And the book she wrote is called Take Every Thought Captive.
Right.
And you might be struggling with thoughts. Maybe you've had dark thoughts. Maybe you've been struggling with some depression. Maybe you've been diagnosed with some mental illness. Maybe there's stuff from your family history where there's addiction issues, where there's depression, where there's mental instability. We would love to pray for you. Hop on the phone, get on the website. We know that God answers prayer, and this interview will be extremely helpful to you. And I just want to share one testimony with you as before we jump into the interview. And recently I heard about a person who was looking for a job, and they had been looking for a job for a long, long time, 3, 4, 5 months. And this person continued to send out, you know, resumes and fill out applications. And they from time to time, I could sense they were getting discouraged. But we continued to pray, and after a season, God absolutely opened up a perfect job for them, aligned with their desires and their talents and everything. So hop on the phone, get on the website. Let us pray for you. We know that God answers prayer.
Do you struggle with worry, bad habits, negativity, and confusion? Does breakthrough seem impossible? With God, nothing is impossible. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God." For your gift of $41 or more, we will send you Taking Every Thought Captive by Kelly Bellari. It is a call to be transformed through the renewing of your mind. Learn how to recognize the lies of the enemy and replace them with the truth of God. Pray through times of mental and emotional strife and use God's word to live in victory. We will also send you Sarah's In Step with the Spirit book and Marilyn's Fear Not CD. For your gift of $61 or more, we will include Marilyn's beautiful inheritance devotional. Discover what you already possess as a child of God with the mind of Christ through this beautiful book. Take back your clarity, purpose, and peace of mind. Call or click today for this life-changing resource.
Hey, hey, thank you so much for watching today with Marilyn and Sarah. We are thrilled to have you here. And I want to introduce to you our guest, Kelly Bellari. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Nice. Thank you. It's a joy to be here.
You wrote this book, Take Every Thought Captive. However, before we jump into that, I want to ask you, because not everybody in our audience knows you, can you just give us a little background? Who are you?
Yes. Well, first of all, I'm a lover of God. I really love God and I love his people. I love the sheep. Sometimes I'll go to church and I'll just look around and just say, I just love his people. So I really love them. But I'm also an author of a couple different books. My latest one is Take Every Thought Captive, Exchange Lies of the Enemy for the Mind of Christ. I've written Battle Ready and Rest Now, Fear Fighting. I'm the mom of 2 amazing kids and the wife of a husband who is super powerful and is such a lover of God as well. So I am a blessed woman.
Yeah, very cool. And in terms of Take Every Thought Captive, did you have an experience in your life where your thoughts needed to be taken captive? Can you kind of give us a little bit of background on that?
Yeah, it was interesting, Sarah, because I was thinking about that very question this morning, and it was almost like there was 3 phases to my life. The first was when I had an eating disorder, and I hated myself. I wanted to kill myself. I was living in condemnation. I was living in fear. I was living just hating who I was, feeling like I needed to rescue my family. And really, I needed to take my thoughts captive at that point just to receive the word of God to save me, just to believe his word to help me to live. And then there was another aspect of life, and this was the next next time frame of taking thoughts captive. And that's when, you know, I remember I went to a church and for some reason I was being super critical. I don't know if I was in a bad mood or if I was just hormonal or something like that, but everything I was seeing at this other church that we were visiting, I was critical of. And I thought, oh my gosh, afterwards I said, God, I know your word. Like you say, do not judge, you say to love, but there's a big gap between what I'm living and what your word is saying that I should be doing. So I am not possessing what I'm professing. And so there was this ick inside of me that was like, oh my gosh, I cannot live like a hypocrite. And then of late, I've wanted to take thoughts captive even more because I'm thinking, man, the more I am not worrying, I'm not fearing, I'm not stressing, the more I can go about knowing God, the more room I make for his spirit to move in my life and for truth to reign and for me to know who God is. And so I just wanted to encourage the listeners that sometimes there's different spaces and places and there's different seasons. I think, right? We all know that.
There are.
And you might be in a season of just needing to know his saving or a season of, hey, listen, what I'm living is not what his word is telling me to do. Or maybe you're in the place of just saying, I want to know him more and I need to take my thoughts captive. You know, it's where we are in life.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And if you're watching right now and you're just struggling, if you're having some anxiety issues in your life or panic or uncertainty, sometimes we struggle if you're having to make decisions, you know, important decisions. Sometimes that creates anxiety and worry and stuff. So we just love to pray for you. Hop on the phone, get on the website. And we know that God can absolutely give you the peace which passes all understanding to guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Kelly, one of the things you talk about in here is discerning the difference between our thoughts and Satan. Yeah. And Satan kind of popping in.
Right.
How do you tell the difference?
Oh my goodness, Marilyn and Sarah, I'll tell you, isn't that part of the discernment process that we need to walk in? So first of all, flesh. I think flesh for me looks like me, myself, and I. You know, I'm not doing well enough. I need to do better. Or nobody's looking out for me. And those thoughts of self-pity of flesh can be Kelly Bellari. But then I think about the devil, right? He loves to feed on the flesh. Think about it. If you see carnage on the side of the road, those vultures come in because they see the carnage and they're going to feed. When our flesh is on full display, and I think maybe you would agree, the enemy will come and feed off of that.
Oh, yeah.
He loves it. It's a heyday. But, you know, God, Jesus is the way and he's the truth and he's the life. So if there is thoughts that are about the way creating, they're all about truth and there's life coming from them, we could say, yes, that's God. But the enemy comes to what? Steal, kill, right? Destroy.
Right.
And so if there's thoughts that we're having where they're stealing life, right? Or they're stealing our future for our family, or they're stealing our identity in Christ, they're destroying that God has a hope and a future for us. They're killing what we believed was a future that we had. Those are all thoughts. Insecurity is flesh, but the enemy can use that and say, oh, you're never going to amount to nothing. You are a loser and you always will be. And I feel like some of you might be experiencing that right now. And I just pray, I know we're going to pray later, but just that spirit of accusation would flee now in Jesus's name, because Jesus and his spirit is a spirit of, the spirit is a spirit of consolation. The spirit is a spirit of revelation.
Exactly.
Right? And there's so many other things that you could probably mention about Holy Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's really good. And, you know, I think, too, when we don't discern, that's the enemy talking. You know, we talked offline, you know, you like that book, Screwtape Letters.
Yeah.
And the enemy comes in and masquerades, disguises as, you know, our thoughts or some of that. And really accentuating and really letting Holy Spirit lead us into truth and raise our awareness. And one of the things you talk about, too, is taking, in essence, a thought inventory.
Yeah.
When you talk about a thought inventory, I think that helps us as well discern. So what's a thought inventory? Take every thought captive.
Yes, we must mind our mind. Like you're saying, Sarah, about the thought inventory, we must mind our mind. And the reality is, just like we might, you know how the TV can be on sometimes and you won't even be aware that it's playing, right? Because it's white noise. Some of these thoughts that we can have can actually be white noise in our heads, and they could be really negative thoughts. They could be demonic thoughts. They could be flesh-centered thoughts. And we're not even aware that they're circulating because they become white noise so long. They're like our worst best friend. We've known those words so long, it's just normal. But when we mind our mind, and what does it look like to mind our mind? It looks like writing down our thoughts. I'm gonna take a day and look at what am I thinking about? What am I pondering on? What am I worrying about? What are my actual thoughts that I'm having? When we write that down on paper, suddenly what is vague, what is familiar, becomes real. And we're like, oh my gosh, I'm thinking a whole lot. I'm stupid. You know, I'm thinking a whole lot. I'm going to amount to nothing. Is that what God thinks about me? And as we take that thought inventory, it becomes plain and we can see a new way to go.
Mm-hmm. And if we don't do that, we just kind of circle the wagons continually.
Yeah.
And it just keeps rolling and rolling and rolling. And if you do the same thing and expect different results, that we call that insanity, right? So
right.
At some point we have to stop and process, stop and take inventory. And I want to ask this question as well, because this has popped in my mind. What would you say to somebody who had something happen like in their childhood? Mm. I have a friend of mine, a teacher told her, you're stupid, you're an idiot. What would you say? And that obviously marked her and just struggle. And she would tell you to this day, I know that's not true. I know it was bad. But what would you say to her to help her kind of get past that?
I would just tell her that truly there's only one that can heal that. The one who is the way, the truth, and the life. And to come to Jesus and to literally like just, you know, it says that we can boldly go to his throne of grace for all the mercy and the help that we need in our time of need, right? To just, I almost like see her taking that on a platter, like a silver platter, and being like, here it is, Jesus. This is what that person said, right? Because our words have the power of life and death in them.
Yes,
and so there is power to that.
They do.
You know, we're not going to deny that didn't have power on her, right, Marilyn? I mean,
right.
Right? And so, but to bring that to Jesus and for her to say, Jesus, here this is. Holy Spirit, will you reveal to me what is your truth? What do you have to say about this? What do you want me to know when this happened? How do I go forward from here? And to really open up her heart to receive what the Lord is saying. The sheep hear his voice.
Right.
And for her to just experience that healing. And I think all three of us, right, we feel for her. It breaks, I mean, it really touches
it
my heart.
You.
Right?
It hurts you.
Because I think we've all experienced, haven't we, these different things?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We have.
It's true. And you might be watching right now. Maybe somebody has said things to you in your past. And it might have been, you know, a teacher. It might have been a boyfriend or a girlfriend. Or maybe it was a friend in school or a coach or a parent. They've said things to you that have been hurtful and marked and really been an obstacle and a hindrance for you. We'd love to pray for you, that God would help you to overcome, to see it for what it is, and then to remove that and replace it with the truth of God's word. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We would love to pray for you. And some of you, you're saying, you know, I'm the one that said those hurtful things. And you feel guilty. Ooh. You feel bad because you see what's happened.
Yeah.
We want to pray for you that God would redeem you and remove the guilt and bring freedom, redemption, forgiveness in your soul today.
If you have a passion to reach the lost and are ready to release the anointing of God into your life, then join us today by becoming a partner. When you become a $30 a month partner with Marilyn and Sarah, we'll send you our welcome gift package, which includes the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, our exclusive partner CD set featuring 12 never-before-released teachings, the Majesty coffee table book, and more. Call or click today and help Marilyn and Sarah cover the earth with the word.
Hey there, I want to encourage you to download our app on your phone. You're like, really? Serious? Absolutely. We have some amazing things on our app, really convenient for you. We have today's program. We have opportunities to pray for you. We have places for you to give and partner with us. We also have things that will help you know what events are coming up and group tours that you could join, as well as a Bible reading plan, daily Bible reading plan. This app is super relevant, very convenient, and super helpful for your daily living with Jesus.
Do you struggle with worry, bad habits, negativity, and confusion? Does breakthrough seem impossible? With God, nothing is impossible. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God." For your gift of $41 or more, we will send you Taking Every Thought Captive by Kelly Ballari. It is a call to be transformed through the renewing of your mind. Learn how to Recognize the lies of the enemy and replace them with the truth of God. Pray through times of mental and emotional strife and use God's word to live in victory. We will also send you Sarah's In Step with the Spirit book and Marilyn's Fear Not CD. For your gift of $61 or more, we will include Marilyn's beautiful inheritance devotional. Discover what you already possess as a child of God with the mind of Christ through this beautiful book. Take back your clarity, purpose, and peace of mind. Call or click today for this life-changing resource.
Welcome back to Today with Marilyn and Sarah and Kelly. In your book, you talk about how one must become a blank slate to experience transformation. Woo. How can we clean our minds of all the junk that builds up? Because it does.
Yeah. Such a good question, Marilyn. It really does.
It does.
That junk. Mm. We hate the junk.
The junk builds up.
It does. And I love this scripture that says, there's a scripture that says, those who think they know a whole lot don't actually know anything at all. And it's so true because, wow, we know but like an inch of God, right? And so when I talk about being a blank slate, we come to God as a blank slate. This is not like the Eastern thing of like you clear your mind and empty yourself. No, that's not at all what I'm talking about. Basically, what I'm saying is we come to Him saying, God, you're the Lord. You are the creator of all the universe.
Right.
You are the maker of heavens and earth.
Right.
I know I don't know, but I know you know and I want to know. Right?
Right.
Teach
Absolutely.
Me, teacher. I am but clay in your hands and you're the potter, right? And so coming to Him, Marilyn and Sarah, with I've learned to just come just saying, God, I want all of you. And I don't know, but I want to know what you want me to know. It could be something having nothing to do with my day, but that He wants to tell me. And that is welcoming in taking our thoughts captive because it's His agenda and not ours.
Mm-hmm. And it's really important to think about that, His agenda and not our agenda, that we're not conforming God to our plans and purposes. And I think that's a struggle sometimes because we pray and we ask God, do this, do this, do this, and God doesn't do in the way that we want, and then we get cranky.
Yeah, if we can only get God to do what we want.
Mm-hmm.
Like, God, just
and
do it this way.
Who's on the throne?
Sarah, that's it. God is still sitting on the throne. He is Lord. We are His servants. Yes, He calls us friends, but what a privilege, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm hearing He uses the foolish things to confound the wise. And I almost hear that there's some of you out there that you're thinking, I'm a nobody. I'm just here in my house. How could God ever use me? But, you know, His scripture tells us that the foolish ones He uses to confound the wise. So it doesn't matter if you have the whole Bible memorized or know everything or went to theology degree. God wants to use you. And the person I'm talking to right now, you know who you are. And I just feel that the Lord even just wants to encounter you in this moment. And I encourage you just to close your eyes and to receive what the Lord has for you right now.
That's really good. Really good.
I agree. We got to take hold of it. We can't just say, oh, this is nice. It's mine.
That's so good.
It's mine. Yeah.
That's so
absolutely
good. And you've done that in your ministry walk, haven't you?
Oh, yes. All the time. Yeah.
Well, and I think that that's why you have been so successful. You've been so faithful, but you've heard, Lord, and you have not backed down.
Nope. And memorizing nations of the world absolutely took me to nations of the world.
Wow.
And they haven't killed me.
Wow.
Right.
And Sarah, I feel that you just have such a love inside of your heart to pour out. I know your ministry is genuine love.
Yeah.
But I just felt earlier that the Lord was putting on my heart that you've laid out your life with the woman with the perfume, that you've poured out an offering. And I just think that that's so beautiful. I had to mention that.
Yeah. Thank you. You know, I'm going to kind of go in back to what Mom brought up in terms of cleaning up your thinking, you know, and mental clarity and cleanness and health. And I was thinking about it. I know this kind of sounds goofy, but mental health and dental health.
Wow.
So, you know, what we say reflects what we think. And so if your dental health is crummy, it's because maybe you have poor mental health. And then I was thinking about it too, like, you know, how do you have dental health? Well, you know, regular maintenance, brush your teeth, floss. And sometimes I think we need to have mental floss and not just dental floss, because the plaque builds up.
Yes.
Right? Same idea. So have you found some things to help, like from time to time, do some of those, you know, like deep cleaning, like a deep cleaning, yes, in your mind and your mental health? Have you had some of that experience?
Oh my gosh, I have to. I love that you're asking this, Sarah, because I do need to get that dental floss and go to my head, you know. But this is really what's been powerful for me. Declarations. Because I can read God's word and it's like, I believe it in my head, but I'm not soaking it into my heart. And then also the enemy can come and he can begin to say, oh, Kelly, are you really saved? Is God really doing X, Y, and Z? And so I began to create these flashcards of God's truth for whatever category the enemy was moving, trying to move into my life on. And I wrote all the truth for whatever thing he was attacking me on. And I took these note cards filled with truth and I put them in my jewelry box. So I say, okay, this is a jewel to me. All these truths are a jewel. If the devil comes and he tries to get me with this lie again, I have right here my own weapon that I'm going to pull out. But what I'll do in those times of attack, or when I feel like I'm starting to wane a little bit in the spirit, is I'll take these cards, I'll go on a walk, and I'll just declare them. I am chosen. I have been appointed and anointed by the Lord. I set captives free. You know, I belong in Christ Jesus. I will just begin to just declare truths. And that removes all the plaque of my mind. That removes, right, all the decay that would try to come on us. Because this world, right, we're told, be not conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind, that you would be able to discern the good, perfect, and pleasing will of God. And we have to do that work ourselves. Mm. That is part of our weaponry. And so I wonder about you. What do you do, Sarah?
I think it helps to acknowledge. I think, you know, talking about taking an inventory. Is there stuff running around there that's unhealthy, that's not true, that's destructive? And inventorying those things. But I also think replacing it. I love what you say. And I think in here, one of the things you talk about a lot is meditating on the word.
Yeah.
And that's what I hear you saying in the declarations. It's, in essence, it's a form of meditation. And so those are things that I found helpful, is declarations, meditating, memorizing. Are there things that help you with meditating and memorizing the word?
Yeah, I mean,
tools.
I think that clearing our schedule to put God first, right? Love God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, and all our strength, Sarah, to put him first. So initially waking up and giving him the very best of who we are. Now, I will admit today I got distracted doing a couple other things, but like when we give him that, the first fruit of our day, right, and honor him with the very first of our words and our thoughts, everything else falls into order. And I think that that's a very good strategy for getting our whole day right. It has to start at the very beginning. Those are some of my thoughts.
Mm-hmm. I think too, periodically throughout the day, plug in some God moments, right? And if we don't make a pause sometimes, then the day gets away from us. And by the end of it, we're like, you know, kind of bottom feeding.
Yes, it's so true. It's absolutely right. And, you know, God is always speaking, though many are not listening, right? And there's a song that my kids and I listen to, and then he says, is anybody listening? It's kind of like God is saying, is anybody listening? But God is speaking through circumstances. So even if we're not meditating on scripture, there could be something that comes up in life and it just strikes my spirit. And I say, oh God, that's you. How are you moving, right? What are you saying? You're speaking to me right here. Or say I'm with Marilyn and she says something. I think she looked at me at the beginning and said, Kelly, this is gonna be easy. I said, oh, that's the Lord. It's gonna be easy, you know? And God is speaking through people and circumstances, but are we listening? And that is about taking every thought captive, because he can do far more in an experience in which he's speaking in than we can do when we force our mind to have to obey and act the right way. And we get hard and we take out the whip and, oh, Kelly, you should be doing better. You should be acting better. Why aren't you doing this? You know, that doesn't work. You know, it's his kindness that leads us to repentance.
Mm-hmm. It's true. It's true. I just encourage you, hop on the phone, get on the website. We would love to pray for you. And, you know, some of you, you have kids and grandkids who have made poor decisions, who have difficult things in their lives. And the things that they say to you are hurtful or are just not constructive, not beneficial. And we'd love to pray for your kids, your grandkids. Hop on the phone, get on the website, and just give us the names briefly. You don't need to go into lots of detail about your kids or grandkids, but give us their names, and we want to pray for them, that they would absolutely experience the genuine love of God, the goodness of God, the kindness of God, and that they would begin to take thoughts captive so that Jesus would be Lord in their thoughts, in their emotions, in their decisions. So hop on the phone, get on the website. And for you, this is one of the ways that you cast your cares on the Lord, that you stop worrying about them and you let God take over and be in control and in charge.
Are you tired? Are you broken? Do you feel far from God? I want you to know that God is a God of forgiveness. He says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This forgiveness is available to anyone, anywhere, at any time. Does this sound too good to be true? Can you imagine a God who loves you, who sent His Son to die for you, and who wants to welcome you into His kingdom of love? This is God's invitation to you today. He loves you and wants to save you. Call out to Him today. Pray now. Ask Him to be the Lord of your life. He is waiting for you.
Thank you so much for joining with us. Kelly, would you minister to our audience?
I would love to. So audience, recently a man came into my house, a handyman. His whole back was healed and he was set free even though he was gonna need surgery. You know, it says in Psalm 105:18, they afflicted Joseph's feet when he was in prison in fetters and iron hath entered his soul. Mm-hmm. Father God, I feel that there are people who are watching right now where iron has entered your soul, whether it is bitterness, unforgiveness, whether you've been carrying burdens, whether you feel like your back is breaking because you've had too many cares, circumstances has taken you down. God, I just thank you that your fire, the fire of the Lord is enough right now to break those fetters, to break that iron that has come against you and your back that is making you feel like you don't have a strong spine anymore. In Jesus' name, I pray that any iron that is impacting your walk in the Lord, and maybe it's even physical, it is physically hurting your back right now, be broken off of you. And in Jesus's name, I speak to your spine and to your back, be healed in the name of Jesus. Depression go, fear go, torment go. In Jesus's mighty name, I pray, for whom the Son sets free is free indeed, in Jesus's name.
Amen.
Amen. So I want you to say this with me. Today is the best day of my life. Why? Because Jesus Christ lives big in me this very day. It works.